Fresh. So huge blunders happened at this year's Oscars, and somehow social media was involved. The man who gave the wrong envelope to Warren Beatty tweeted a photo of Emma Stone just before the Best Picture category, where the big mistake came in. On the line is Ben Winks. He's a media lawyer specializing in social media. And I heard him on another radio station yesterday, and I'm like, Ben Winks is cheating on us. Ben. How you doing, Ben?
Fresh.
Welcome,
sir.
I'm good. So, Ben, if that's your job for the night, should you even be on social media?
Well, there have been reports from People magazine, which obviously is not necessarily the most reliable source, that in fact the accountant responsible, the PwC accountant responsible, Brian Cullinan, had asked his superiors for permission to tweet backstage, and it was denied. I mean, that's according to an anonymous source, so we're not necessarily sure whether that's the truth. But as a general idea, it's not when you've got one of the biggest events on the international calendar in your hands, you should probably be a little bit more careful. And what's fascinating about this is that PwC and this accountant in particular, Brian Cullinan, had been involved in so much build-up for several weeks before the event, and talking about the integrity of the counting process and keeping the results confidential, and most importantly, making sure that you give the right envelope to the right person at the right time. And then, I mean, that was his most important job. It was the most important announcement of the night, the Best Picture, and apparently because he was distracted, because he was,
busy tweeting
something backstage, he messed it up.
So, for instance, does the Academy have legal recourse? Yes, they corrected it, but, I think the damage is done anyway. That good name has been besmirched. Word of the day, besmirched. Sorry. So would the Academy have legal recourse against PwC and Brian Cullinan?
The reputational damage to PwC is really the biggest issue, rather than any legal recourse. So they've been doing this for 83 years for the Academy Awards.
Yes,
and had built up a reputation for maintaining a professional service and ensuring that the results are not only correct but are secret and get revealed at the right time. And even in his backstage tweet, which has now been deleted, Brian Cullinan said, "Best actress Emma Stone backstage, hashtag PwC."
Is he serious?
He's hinging all of this on the reputation of the firm.
Yeah,
and it is a in a sense it's a breach of the contract by him and by PwC. They haven't done what they were supposed to do. It could be regarded as a form of malpractice, and in principle there could be recourse. The Oscars would have to demonstrate some kind of damage. Some people have argued that in fact it just gained more publicity. But a lot of people were really quite embarrassed by the event, not least the poor guy who had to read out the envelope. And so there is legal recourse. There's also ordinary commercial recourse, and that's normally how this kind of social media embarrassment plays out. Is that PwC could lose the job? It could go to another firm next year.
Sure. Now, so obviously then, given all that's been happening and, the fact that people like Brian Cullinan can take social media advantage of being backstage, surely there should be policies in place then?
Yes, and generally there are. That's why it would be, I'm sure we'll find out in the next few days whether this anonymous source is telling the truth, that in fact he did ask for permission and permission was denied. And you can see from his timeline leading up to the event that he's a prolific tweeter, many tweets and photos from the red carpet. He was really enjoying the proximity that he had to the event and to the celebrities involved. And there's a temptation on anyone in that position to kind of scoop a backstage live tweet.
In fact,
and this is a huge warning to anybody in that position.
I was going to say, Ben, then surely if you're a prolific social media user, that should be the first red flag that you're not focused.
Yeah, certainly. I think that, you know, there have been many studies on the not only the distractive potential of social media, but the addictive potential that, you know, once you start chronicling these things and people start following you and expecting up-to-date, exclusive snapshots from you, you get addicted to that following.
Exactly.
And you'll compromise, you know, the work that you're supposed to be focusing on to get that tweet out.
Thank you so much, Ben. We love your work as always, and we'll catch you this Friday on Five Talks, talking about netiquette or internet etiquette and South African standing versus the rest of the world in terms of internet behavior. So looking forward to hearing you on Five Talks on Friday. Ben, thank you very much. Love your work as always.
Thanks. Have a good day.
That was Ben Winks. Catch him on Five Talks this coming Friday. You know, when you look at accountants and auditors, you know, whether it's the guy who brings out the envelope or who checks out the lottery, TV shows, they all look boring, yeah. As they should. You shouldn't look like a person that is excited by the fact that you're, in the midst of celebrities, because that's what ends up happening.
It's almost like he was applying for an entertainment job.
It's like he thinks he's on the entertainment instead of, I must just audit and make sure the right envelope goes. You had one job, sir.
Dude.
You had one job and you went and you messed it up, Brian Cullinan. Fresh. Five Catch Up.